It's muffed. A year we have to talk about, honestly. This is the Cowboys 2025 season in review. Muffed. Dak Prescott threw 30 touchdown passes and finished fourth in the entire league, fourth, on a 7-win team. Here's how this offense climbed into the top 5 in expected points added, why the defense dragged the whole thing into the ditch, and the single number that explains why Dallas watched January from the couch. 7-9-1, missed the playoffs, fifth among NFC non-playoff teams. The offense smashed, the defense got muffed. That's the 2025 Cowboys in one breath. The team level split is almost cartoonish. The offense finished plus 107 expected points added, fifth in the league, 88th percentile. The defense plus 171.9 expected points added allowed, dead last. 32nd of 32, and remember, on defense, you want that number negative. A big positive means you got carved up. Turnover differential tells the same story, just 11 takeaways all season, 31st in the league. The week-to-week ride was pure boom or bust, a 40-40 tie with Green Bay, a 44-22 demolition of Washington, a 44-24 loss in Denver, a 34-17 flop at the Giants to close it out. When the offense was on, Dallas could beat anybody. The rest of the time, it was a track meet they couldn't win. Now let's talk about the passing offense, because this is where Dallas lived. Plus 107.3 expected points added on 658 dropbacks, fourth in the league, 91st percentile, 267.8 passing yards a game. Prescott's completion percentage over expected was plus 4.4, third among qualified starters, and the protection held up, 31 sacks allowed, 84th percentile. Prescott went 400 of 600 for 4,552 yards, 30 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. The moment that captured it, week 7 against Washington, 3rd and 11 from their own 14, Prescott hit Kevontae Turpin in stride for an 86-yard touchdown, plus 7.97 expected points on a single snap. That's a top 5 passing offense doing top 5 passing offense things, and the chemistry with George Pickens, 93 catches, 1,429 yards, 9 touchdowns, was the engine all year. Now let's dig into the rushing offense, because nobody saw this unit coming. 4.6 yards a carry, 9th in the league, 75th percentile, 2,136 rushing yards, 125.7 a game. The expected points added was a hair below water, minus 9.3 on 465 carries, league average efficiency, but the volume, the yards per carry, and the red zone punch were all real. Javonte Williams carried this group, 252 attempts, 1,201 yards, 4.8 a clip, 11 rushing touchdowns, 8th in the league in rushing scores with plus 156.5 rush yards over expected. Steady floor, not boom or bust. Williams gave Dallas a real second gear on early downs and finished drives at the goal line. Next up, the pass defense, and brace yourself because this is where the season fell apart. Plus 130.8 expected points added allowed through the air, 6th percentile near the floor of the league, 35 sacks, 31st percentile, just 6 interceptions all year, part of the 11 total takeaways that ranked 31st. 265.9 passing yards allowed a game, 35 touchdown passes surrendered. Third down stop rate was 6th percentile. They could not get off the field. Sam Williams forced a Jalen Hurts fumble in the week 12 win over Philadelphia that flipped a tie game, but the season-long verdict is the verdict: worst pass defense in football by expected points added, and there's no spin that fixes it. And the run defense was no better, plus 41.1 expected points added allowed on the ground, 9th percentile near the bottom of the league, 2,153 rushing yards allowed, 126.6 a game, 24 rushing touchdowns surrendered. Per carry, opponents averaged plus 0.09 expected points every time they handed it off. No standout, no anchor, no week where the front held up against a real rushing attack. 44 to Denver, 44 to Detroit, 40 to Green Bay in that wild tie. 34 three different times in losses. When you can't stop the run and you can't stop the pass, a top 5 offense gets you 7 wins. That's where Dallas landed. Muffed! Season MVP is Dak Prescott. 4,552 yards, 30 touchdowns to 10 interceptions, completion percentage over expected of plus 4.4, fourth in the league in passing touchdowns on a team that needed every one of them. The thing to fix is obvious, and it's everything on defense, plus 171.9 expected points added allowed, dead last in the league with just 11 takeaways, ranking 31st. You can't waste a top 5 passing offense like that again.
That's the Cowboys 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Cowboys feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.